There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfs in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should feel free to send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
What up?
We are both in a very fine mood right now because we just recorded a doozy of a bonus episode, and it was so much fun.
Yep.
It was all about golden showers. Yes, it certainly was. If you would like access to those bonus episodes, I mean, I feel like I have to really push I have to sell the bonus content.
If you want to find out how much money it would take for me to take a big old thing of urine onto my body, if yes, I were to receive a golden shower.
Dave set his price. You can pee on Dave. Yes. But you can only find out how much it's going to take. It's actually quite affordable.
I mean, really, if we're getting down to the actual value and like catharsis you may get out of it.
It's quite a value.
It's a steal.
I think it's a steal. So we would like to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all of the packages we're offering and to select a level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are any rewards you'd like us to consider making available. Today's episode...
I was just thinking about how much the price would be for a Cleveland steamer. It's probably 10 grand, but that's still, we haven't set that price yet. So
okay, yeah. Well, we can talk about that
mentally.
Maybe the bonus episode that we do after this one, we can talk about like how much would it take to do all kinds of various things,
like a punch in the face. Like yeah. How hard? Yeah.
Like yeah, like how much would it take to get me to go to a Yankees game in full Yankees regalia and root for the home team?
Oh come on, $50.
No, I would not do that for $50.
$100 pays for the day. $100 pays for your ticket, a few beers, dog.
But it doesn't pay for my dignity. Anyway, save it for the bonus episode.
Can't pay for my dignity.
We'll talk about that. And it's amazing that I have dignity left after almost 6 years of doing this job in which I tell you how to clean up after your golden showers, basically. Today's episode actually will not have anything to do with golden showers. We just are still hysterical because we're recording this episode on January 12th. So the golden showers are still very much part of our news cycle, and we're excited about them. But today's episode is actually about something much more mundane but important to our lives. We're going to be talking about slippers. Yeah,
slippers.
And this is going to be a little bit of a awkward episode for me because, you know, I'm a little bit lispy, and so having to say slippers. Yeah, you know who pointed that out to me, actually? Our mutual friend Katie Baker.
Fucking Katie Baker.
Yeah,
pointing
yeah.
out people. I sit here and talk to you for 2 hours once a week, and I've never noticed it.
The thing is, I never noticed it either, because you don't notice things with your own voice so much. And she said it to me before I had a podcast, when, you know, then you do start noticing things about your own voice. But now I do hear it. Thanks, Katie. I'm in constant state of...
I don't hear it.
a constant state of feeling ashamed and embarrassed because I'm lispy.
On my other podcast, I found out, which thing I never noticed before, like I'm a reporter, so I would listen to my voice back on interviews.
Yeah.
Apparently I say not for nothing all the time. Like, not for nothing. I say not for nothing a lot.
I say,
never noticed.
I say listen as a directive, and I only started noticing it on the show since you've joined, because I must
listen, idiot. I'm talking here about cleaning. Stop making everything a sex joke.
But then I've noticed it's carried over into my real life, and I'm like, God, I'm really annoying and bossy.
And then you're like, anyway, when you put the load in there. Come on, let me just make one joke.
Oh my God, this is going to be the worst episode. I'm sorry, you guys. We are like just totally out of control today.
I am hammered. Okay,
we're not. Sorry. We haven't even. I'm definitely not drinking. We have slippers. And here's why I actually wanted to do this episode right now. I did a piece for Racked in December, at the end of December, about how to clean fur-lined shoes. And by fur, I mean anything from real fur to, you know, shearling to faux fur to fleece lined, like anything that's kind of got a shoe that's got a warm lining situation. And I don't know if the column got buried because it came out right around Christmas and Hanukkah and like it just didn't see it. But all of a sudden, shortly after it was published, like within the next sort of 2, 3, 4 days after it was published, I got like a deluge of questions about how to clean slippers. And I was like, okay, I got to do a podcast episode devoted to this. And I probably should do an Esquire column, because a lot of the questions also came from guys. They sort of equal numbers, guys and gals. But anyway, that's why I wanted to do this episode now. Also, it's January. It's not cold today. It's 60 degrees today. Right, but generally speaking, it's cold, which means that we're probably wearing our slippers more often at this point in the year. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we've got some questions. Dave, you want to start us off with the first one?
Hello, Andrew. Andrew writes, Jolie, I have a nice pair of L.L. Bean slippers I got for Christmas this past year. I love them. What is the best way to keep them from becoming disgustingly smelly and gross so that my wife doesn't banish them to outside only? Thanks.
Sure. Okay. So a few things you can do to keep them from getting gross. We are definitely going to talk about what to do when they get gross. Because the thing is that even if you do all of these sort of like maintenance preventative type things, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're gross and you're going to have to deal with them. And that's okay. And listen, part of the reason that they get gross is built into the design of them, right? Because the plush interior of these, of your slippers or your moccasins or your Uggs or whatever it is that you have, they're designed, or if they're not designed, they're very attractive to be worn without socks, which means that you know, your bare foot is going in them, then your bare foot is getting hot in them, then your bare foot is sweating in them, and it's molting and leaving barefoot remnants behind inside the shoe, and so on and so forth. So, they do tend to get nastier faster than other kinds of shoes. But a way to keep them from getting too nasty, use baby wipes or adult wipes or cleaning wipes, as long as they don't have any bleach in them, and just give them a wiping out. You know, like, what I mean, once a week, once a month, whenever, when you think about it, that's kind of routine cleaning. If you don't have wipes, you can do the same thing by taking a washcloth or a rag. You want it to be something relatively small. You don't want to be performing this with a bath towel, because the towel will just be too massive for the job. So a washcloth is a perfect thing for this. Dilute a little bit of detergent. You can use dish soap, you can use laundry detergent, you can use a liquid hand soap, anything. Dilute a small amount of that in a small bowl of warm water. Dip your rag in, wring it out very well so that it's not dripping, but that it does have some suds on it. And use that to wipe the interior of the shoe. That's going to remove a lot of the buildup that leads to odor development. This odor development basically is a bacterial thing. So when you're leaving behind sweat and dead skin and so on, that's going to create a bacterial situation that's going to lead to an odor problem. So a little washcloth, little soap, little scrub, just let them air dry. With L.L. Bean slippers in particular, I actually contacted L.L. Bean customer service to prepare for this episode and had a nice online chat with a lady named Donna, who has worked at L.L. Bean for 19 years. And what did she, and she had some great hobby that she enjoyed. I can't remember it now.
I can't believe it
was very outdoorsy.
You called today?
Yesterday.
I was because of the L.L. Bean thing that happened today.
Oh.
That's why I was like, you got through and got someone on the phone.
Yeah,
that's
no, it
great.
Was. It was actually when I didn't call, I used the online chat.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So you guys, just a place and time.
Right, we're always early.
yeah, because we pre-record these. We're recording this on January 12th, and the news broke about the L.L. Bean boycott, and then the. And then Trump responded and said L.L. Bean is a great company and you should buy them. So poor L.L. Bean is embroiled. And I have to say, I'm having feelings because, you know, I'm very devoted to L.L. Bean. I'm from Boston. We used to regularly drive up to go to the store and go to all the outlets up the where L.L. Bean is also a town where there are a whole bunch of outlets. And so. Like all of, I remember going up there before I went off to boarding school. My mom and I went to the Ralph Lauren outlet so that I could get all my bedding for boarding schools. Like, that's like my, you know, it's like my auxiliary hometown. So I feel very conflicted all of this. I've decided to ignore it. Anyway, but I did contact L.L. Bean, and the instructions that Donna gave were actually just all kinds of cleaning, to use a washcloth and soapy water. To air dry, and they also add that you should not dry it near a heat source. So you shouldn't put them right near a fire or a heater or something like that.
Yeah, that's the next question too. That's the first thing I thought when I saw that.
Yeah, just be careful. I think the issue is that they have rubber soles that can melt if they get too close to heat. So be careful with that. Don't ever put them on top of a radiator or anything like that. That's bad news bears. Don't do that.
So it's hilarious and enjoyable for generations, like the bad news bears.
Oh. okay. Another really good way to keep odor development at bay is to invest in a set of sneaker balls. And here I am going to pause, and I'm going to say that every time I recommend sneaker balls, I immediately start giggling to myself because privately I refer to them as sneaker nuts. Because I'm a child.
Be honest. You come up with terms to see if I believe they're real and or make a sex joke. It feels too easy sometimes.
I know. This is just the nature of the business, which is why the way that I do the job is so fun, right? Because I naturally have a really dirty mind, and I see the sex joke in everything, and I'll always make the sex joke. And people like it because it makes what could be a very boring topic fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but sneaker balls are a real thing. You can look them up on Amazon. I know, right?
I'm picturing like truck nuts you hang on the back of your sneakers, balls that hang there.
We should make those actually.
Not for nothing. We could probably sell millions of them throughout the South.
We probably could. We should really
sneaker
get,
nuts.
We should really get on that.
Yeah.
I'm actually being serious.
Copyright trademark.
Excellent. Okay, so sneaker ball. So you can buy them on Amazon. Just type into the keyword is sneaker ball. They also sell them at like most sporting goods stores that sell, you know, athletic shoes. And they come in sets of two, one for each shoe. But you can also buy packs of six. So if you have multiple pairs of shoes that you know are prone to stinkiness, get a bigger set.
Of a set
as
of,
that came out, I guess. No, I just stopped it. Get a bigger set.
Bigger set of sneaker balls.
And just pop them into your shoes. So those are great. Very, very easy. Let us move on.
How do you get your balls in there, though? It's going to be.
Before Dave and I collapse under the weight of our own juvenile humor. Okay, one last. This is so weird, and it's so great, and it totally works. One last way to keep shoes, furry shoes, from getting overly grimy. This is also a way that you can treat really, really grimy shoes, but it works quite well as a preventative thing too, is what I refer to as the shake and bake method. And here's what it is. You're going to use corn meal. I want to reiterate, corn meal, not corn starch. I once had someone write to me very, very angrily about how she used my cornstarch shake and bake method on her furry boots and it did not work. And
you had to break the news to her.
Politely wrote back and said, right, that's because you use cornstarch. I told you to use corn meal.
Jolie, you asshole. I put cream corn in my sneakers.
That kind of was the tone of the email. It was, and like the thing is, she never wrote back. I was like, she must be so embarrassed right now. Like, I wasn't even nasty about it. I wasn't overly nice, obviously, just because she was so nasty to begin with. But I was very, very dry and to the point in my response.
I put corn on the cob in my shoes and nothing worked. You jerk. Why did you tell me to do that?
Okay, so cornmeal. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to put your boots or your slippers or whatever they are. Like, you can do this with Uggs. You can do this with your L.L. Bean moccasins, whatever you have. You're going to put them into a large paper or plastic bag. So you use your judgment in terms of finding a bag that's big enough to hold the shoes and also to be closed, either by, if it's a paper bag, by tightly rolling the top. Folding and rolling the top, or if it's like a Ziploc bag, by zipping the lock, or a garbage bag or a grocery bag, tying the handles. So you do need to be able to. Dave, what are you doing?
Sorry. Dave, I turned my phone volume off.
Dave is watching like YouTube videos while I'm
sorry.
While I'm working.
I was trying to find more corn things to put in my shoes for jokes. like the baby corn from Big. This didn't do anything.
All right, corn cob pipes.
Corn cob pipe and a button, nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So okay, you're gonna put the shoes in a bag and you're gonna add a cup or two of cornmeal. So if it's a pair of slippers that are smaller, like if they're ladies' slippers, which are smaller, use a cup. If they're men's slippers or they're like ladies' Uggs, use two cups. If they're Tom Brady's Uggs, maybe use three cups.
Throw them away.
Throw Tom Brady away.
Fucker.
Yeah. Hate Tom Brady.
God. This is now an explicit episode, by the way.
It already has been. Okay, so you're gonna put the cornmeal in, you're gonna seal the bag up, and you're gonna shake. And you're gonna shake. Literally like you're shaking baking your shoes. And then when you're done shaking, you're just going to set the bag down and leave it for like an hour. You can leave it overnight. The length of time doesn't matter so much. You just want to leave it for at least an hour, up to however long you want. The cornmeal is going to absorb a lot of the grit and dirt and oil that is making your shoes look dingy and matted. I don't know how it works. I just know that it does work. So then after you've let them sit for a while, take the shoes out. Perform this operation over a trash can because cornmeal is going to kind of go everywhere. Take the boots out. Shake them out really well. Brush them out. You're probably going to have to stick your hand in there and kind of like move around to get loose cornmeal out because that'll be annoying. Knock them together a few times. Dump the cornmeal. And your shoes should look quite refreshed. So there you go. There is your keeping them clean, preventative measure type stuff. If you already have a shoe spray, like a foot odor spray, you can use that to keep odors at bay. I just find that the sneaker balls are kind of easier to just throw in and out, like just sort of an automatic routine, versus like you have to actually remember to use the foot spray. And usually what happens is that people don't remember until the odor is already super, super, super bad. You don't think to use it as a preventative thing. Yeah. So, but it's fine if you do, if you can remember. And actually one good way to remember is to leave the can of spray or the bottle, if it's powder, next to the place where you store the shoes. Because it just reminds you.
Makes sense.
To do this. Okay. So I think we have another question, right?
Elizabeth. Elizabeth is here.
Yes. Elizabeth is here.
Okay. Elizabeth. Lizzie. Liz. I have a couple of pairs of nice slippers, suede and shearling, or shearling-ish. I don't know what that means. What does that mean with shearling? Like, what's...
Sheep fur.
Oh, shearling. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Shear, yeah, shearling. Shearling-ish. After a long, lazy holiday season and a bout of the flu, they've gotten some pretty heavy use. And now they smell real bad. I scrub my feet in the shower, but obviously some hygiene got away from me. I got to use that when I smell bad.
Some hygiene got away from me.
Guys, I don't smell. My hygiene got away from me. I've dried them in front of the fire. But after I put them on for 5 minutes, odors arise. I can already tell that's a bad idea, putting them in front of the fire. As somebody who has sweaty sneakers and stuff, I know that's never a good idea.
Yeah.
And then my feet smell when I take them off. So, not an ideal winter situation. I just got these for Christmas last year, so I don't want to trash them and get new ones. I live in California, humble brag, and slipper season is short. What can I do to defunct them? Love, Elizabeth. I just put that in there. I just wanted to get signed off. The fire is a bad idea.
Yeah, because it's the kind of the same thing. You know when I talk about your favorite topic, the athleisure?
Oh,
I talk about cooking the odors in the dryer. The fire is going to kind of do the same thing. It's going to make them smell worse. Okay, so the first thing that Elizabeth needs to do is Elizabeth needs to just start with doing a basic cleaning. And she should do that in the exact same way that I told Andrew to do it, which is to either use, you know, wipes or to use a washcloth and soapy water and give them a good cleaning. Because that's going to get out. The thing that's causing the odor, again, is basically dead skin that's in there. And so cleaning them is going to remove a lot of that dead skin that's causing the odor in the first place. Just the cleaning alone, however, is probably not going to touch the situation that she's got going on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds bad.
Right. So, but start with the cleaning because that is really crucial to do. Then, super simple, you just need to get a deodorizing spray that's designed for use in sneakers. Dr. Scholl's makes one called Odor X. Kiwi makes one called like Max Force.
Ooh, that sounds like a really good one.
Yeah.
Sounds tough. That Max Force is who killed Bin Laden, right? Max Force.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Max Force.
Both of those are good, but really, like, you know, really any of them. I just generally instruct people to get the ones that are designed for use in athletic shoes because my theory is that if they're designed for use in athletic shoes, they've got like the most odor.
Right.
Eliminating power to them.
Yeah.
So that's why. So that's really all you need. And just give them a good spray and they should be good to go. And then going forward, you can do all of the same things that I told Andrew to do, which is, you know, just sort of regular maintenance is going to keep them from getting to the point where they're so unwearable. So, I mean, it, you know, it's easy, but that's exactly it's slippers are a weird thing because, again, it's like a thing you can't necessarily throw in the washing machine. Before we go to break, I do want to mention that in the case of both Elizabeth and Andrew, they had suede outer slippers and moccasins. And so because of the suede, they're not machine washable, but actually a lot of slippers are. So unless you've got a suede outer, basically you probably can get away with throwing them in the washing machine. And if you are going to wash them, you basically want to take the instructions from the last episode we did about washing your winter hats and apply those same instructions to the washing of your slippers. So cold water, gentle cycle, air dry. Easy, easy. I machine wash my... I wear those Isotoner slippers that are like little like satiny sock type slippers.
Mm-hmm.
They look like little ballet flats, but they're like satiny and stretchy.
Do you twirl around your apartment?
A little bit.
A little plié?
A little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel good.
And I just throw those right in the washing machine.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, now you know that about me.
Now I got an image. I got an image.
Yeah. So, all right. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more on slippers. Actually, we won't. We'll be back with more on Uggs. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about slippers. Now we're going to talk about Uggs.
Uggs.
So we've got a question. You want to read the question? And then I have a soliloquy about Uggs.
Sarah writes, Uggs. That's how she really wrote it.
There it is. Yeah.
I shove my feet into them all winter long and try to avoid rain puddles and city sludge. But sometimes I become careless. How do I keep the suede pretty and the fleece interior from being not nearly as disgusting as I think it probably is?
Yep. I can help with that. Okay. Before I do, though, let me give my standard spiel on Uggs, which is that at this stage in the game, it's time to accept that Uggs are here to stay and to stop getting so upset that they are ugly. So... Anytime you talk about Uggs, it like... immediately like spirals into this vortex of negative feedback about like, why is anyone wearing those? I also will say, as someone who has not owned a pair of Uggs since they were sort of first in style during like the Paris Hilton era, I just bought a pair of Uggs. And so I will be living all of this advice because I literally just got them this week and I'm super excited about them. They're cute. They're blue and they have little satin bows on the back. Because, of course, if I can embellish anything, I will. That is the Italian in me. Okay, so let's talk about the Uggs. First of all, I would really, 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 really encourage you to use a protective spray coating on your Uggs, preferably before you even wear them out of the house one time. I know that realistically, we all have good intentions that we're going to put a protective coating on our Uggs and that we don't. But in the case of Uggs, I really, really, really want to encourage you to do that. It is quite important because they are highly prone to staining. They are not waterproof. And yet we do wear them in the winter. We trudge through snow and sludge and rain and so on and so forth. And that will really ruin the looks of them. You can fix them, however.
How?
Thank you for asking. One easy and good way to fix them is to send them out for cleaning. Oh. A lot of dry cleaners, like even my janky dry cleaner on the corner that's janky. It's not Madame Paulette.
Janky.
You're Eddie, you're no Madame Paulette. That's what I want to say to him all the time. His name is Eddie.
Why? What did Eddie ever do to you?
I love Eddie, actually. No, I love him. He's my pal.
You just want to scream at him? You're not Madame Paulette.
He's not Madame Paulette, but I do love him. I call him Senor. I do. Yeah. Well, he calls me Senorita, so I call him Senor. Like, that's just
you guys, have like a
relationship. I've lived in my place for a long time, so I know all the local business characters on my block. Nice. Okay, so you can send them out to most dry cleaners, even ones that are not fancy, offer Ugg cleaning. That is certainly a very, very good choice. Here is the thing, though, it's pricey. Ugg cleaning generally starts at $40 and goes up from that. So when you're talking about doing that regularly, I don't know. That's expensive. But if you're going to do it like once a season and you want to keep your Uggs for many years, then that's a good investment. Certainly a good option. Okay. For general grime, like just a little bit of street grime, I'm going to tell you to do the same thing that I told Andrew to do, which is use a wipe or a sudsy, damp, only damp, not wet, washcloth to wipe grime away. That is going to keep them from getting really, really dingy. That's a great thing to do regularly. Maybe once a week, maybe once a month. It's the kind of thing that you want to do before you really notice that the shoes look dirty, because that's what's going to keep the shoes from ever getting to the point where they really look dirty. I also know that it is very easy to forget that you're supposed to do that because you don't have a visual reminder in the form of dirty shoes. So there we go. Okay. For stains. So when you've gotten to the point where you're like, ugh, these look gross. You can definitely use the shake and bake method. That is a real, and actually when I realized as I was describing the shake and bake method, I kept saying boots instead of slippers, because I think that I really associate that method specifically with UGG cleaning, because I think that most of the times that I've written about it, in my columns to answer questions about cleaning UGGs. So shake and bake is great for UGGs. The other thing that's great for UGGs that I generally don't recommend doing this kind of thing, but actually in the case of UGGs, I really do. Buy the UGG cleaner. It's called UGG. It's called cleaner and conditioner. Usually, I don't recommend that you buy cleaning products that are sold by the brand selling you the thing in need of cleaning, because there's usually a huge markup, and you can find the exact same product from a brand that's not the brand selling you the product that needs to be cleaned for much less money. However, in the case of the UGG cleaner, the price point is equal to, or in some cases lower than, similar products that are not made by UGG. And so that's fine. It also has very, very good reviews. So I read a lot of customer reviews, which is actually pretty fun and weird.
It's like reading the comments on a story you write, only it's like about something else. So it doesn't really.
Right. Exactly. It's not personal.
Right.
But I do that as part of my job. Right. Because it is a good way to glean real life effectiveness of products. So the UGG cleaner does get very good reviews, so I would suggest, if you need to clean your UGGs and you want to DIY it instead of sending them out, get the UGG cleaner and use that. If you get salt stains, those salt rings from road salt, which you probably will, because that's a very common stain, especially on UGGs, you want to use a suede eraser to get that out. So those are, that's just what it sounds like. It's a little eraser.
And suede just disappears.
And it erases stains right off of suede. You can get that at Amazon. Just bang in suede eraser. I also always see them for sale at like Walgreens, Duane Reade, those kinds of places. You probably can find them at Target, Walmart, all those big box stores. In the shoe care section, we'll probably have a suede eraser. So go ahead and get that. Okay, so Sarah had matted fur. So to
the shake and bake method
will deal with that. If you don't want to go to all that trouble of doing the shake and bake, you can use a slicker brush, which a slicker brush is a brush that's designed for use on cats and dogs. And it can also be used on fur that's not attached to cats or dogs. You can use that to brush out and fluff up your UGG fur.
UGG fur.
If you've got grimy matted fur, shake and bake. Because a slicker brush won't remove dirt and grime. It will remove a little bit, but not really. Shake and bake is what you want for grimy matted fur.
Sorry.
No.
I'm not laughing at the matted fur part. I was the shake and bake part. It can also be a sex thing if you really think about it.
Yeah, I can think about it.
You ever
see
the Charlie's Angels movie with Sam Rockwell and Drew Barrymore? Like that's how he gets her in bed, is he makes some sort of shake and bake thing, and she says,
"I don't remember." I mean, I did see it, but I don't remember.
I literally cannot tell you when half of my friends' birthdays are, but I can tell you about the scene in which Sam Rockwell seduces Drew Barrymore in the 2000 and something movie Charlie's Angels.
Okay,
so there you go.
Thank you.
I need help.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all have problems.
Someone's going to listen to this and be like, I remember that too.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And I'll feel better about myself.
And maybe it will be a lady, and maybe it will be the future Mrs. Lozo.
Sure, like, shaking big.
Always trying to set you up. Where was I? Smells. If your Uggs get smelly, sneaker balls. One great option. Sneaker balls are a great option for keeping the smells at bay. And Uggs get wicked smelly. So I might suggest to all of you UGG wearing fellows and ladies out there that you go ahead and get some sneaker balls for your Uggs. You can also use the sprays, just like Elizabeth, we told Elizabeth to use. Kiwi makes one. Dr. Scholl's makes one. Use those. Another thing you may not know about Uggs, you can buy replacement insoles. So the insoles get just so foul, just get a new pair, swap them out. You can also wash the insoles. You can throw those in the machine. So that's another thing too. If the Uggs get wet, this is another little neat trick. Dave, you've heard this one actually, because we always make the same, maybe you haven't. I've used this one before and we always end up making the same joke about it.
All right, let's see if I make the same joke.
Okay, so if you come home and and your boots are wet.
Wet.
That wasn't it. Grab some newspaper. Ball it up. That wasn't the joke either. ball it up and shove newspaper in it. The newspaper will do two things. It's going to absorb moisture. And it also, I don't know how this works, but it does. It absorbs odors also. And obviously we kind of all know that, like the wet dog smell effect that we get when we get a pair of, you know, lovingly used shoes wet, and then the odor just like gets worse and worse and worse. So the newspaper will reverse both the I got my shoes wet and the wet dog odor. So yeah, I mean, pretty easy. So do you have more questions? We've went by fast.
Yeah, we're done, aren't we?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, then we'll go record a bonus episode.
All right.
We'll make assuredly a bunch of dirty jokes in that. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.